Chapter 2. My Father's Secret. It all started on a Saturday evening. My father and I had dinner together in our wagon, and then I went to bed. He told me a nice story and kissed me. Then I fell asleep. I woke up during the night and listened to check that my father was there. I could not hear him. My father often worked in the garage at night, so I was not worried. I listened for the sounds that he usually made while he was in the garage. I always felt safe when I heard those sounds, but I could not hear anything. I got out of my bed and looked at our clock. The time was 11:10. I went to the door of the wagon.
"Dad?"
I said softly.
"Dad, are you there?"
There was no answer.
"Dad,"
I called,
"where are you?"
I walked to the garage and turned on the light. The old car that we were trying to fix was there, but my father was not. I ran down the field to the toilet. It was empty. I ran back to the wagon. He was not there either. I sat on the wagon steps. For the first time in my life, I felt worried. I knew that my father would never leave me at night.
"Something has happened to him," I thought. "Has he fallen and hurt his head?"
I sat and waited. I listened. Then I heard the sound of someone walking up the road. Was it him? A man appeared in front of me. It was him. I jumped down the steps and ran to meet him.
"I was so worried about you,"
I cried. My father took my hand and walked with me into the wagon. He took me to my bed and said, "I'm so sorry. Would you like some milk?"
"Yes, please,"
I said.
"Where did you go, Dad?"
I asked as he took two cups from the cupboard. "I've decided that I'm going to tell you my biggest secret," he said. "I was in Hazel's Wood."
"That's miles away,"
I cried.
"Why did you go there?"
"Do you know what poaching is?" he asked, giving me my milk.
"No, I don't,"
I said. "Poaching is when you go into the woods at night and bring back an animal to eat. People in other places poach different things, but we always catch pheasants around here."
"Do you mean that you steal pheasants?"
I asked.
"Those pheasants aren't yours."
"We don't think about it like that," he said. "Poachers are like artists. Your grandfather was a wonderful poacher. He taught me about it. When I was a boy, life was hard for us. Sometimes poaching was the only way to get enough food for our family."
"But you and I have enough food, Dad,"
I said. "You don't understand, Danny," he said. "Poaching is so exciting. You sit alone in the middle of the dark woods, and the woods are full of keepers with guns trying to catch poachers."
"They can't use guns,"
I cried.
"They're not allowed. Do you use a gun to poach pheasants?"
"No, Danny," he replied. "Real poachers don't use guns. We're much cleverer than that."
"Then how do you do it?"
I asked. "That is a very big secret, but my father told me, so I think that I can tell you. Would you like me to do that?"
"Yes,"
I said. My father moved closer to me, and his voice became soft and quiet. "Here's the big secret, Danny. Pheasants love to eat raisins."
"Raisins?"
I asked. "Yes," he said. It might not sound important, but it is. When you throw some raisins into a group of pheasants, they fight to get to them because they like raisins so much. My dad found clever ways to poach pheasants with raisins.
Go on,
I said. Listen carefully, he said. First, you make a small hole in the ground. Then you take a small paper cup with some raisins in it and you put the cup in the hole. When a pheasant puts its head inside the cup to eat the raisins, the cup stays on its head like a hat and goes over its eyes. Pheasants don't move when they can't see, so then you can catch one easily.
Did you do that this evening?
I asked. My father nodded.
How many pheasants did you catch?
I didn't catch any pheasants, he said. This is the first time that I've poached in 9 years. I didn't want to leave you alone in the wagon, but I felt that I had to go tonight. I'm sorry.
If you want to go again, you can, I said. And one day, will you take me with you?
My father was quiet for a few seconds. I'll think about it, he said. Good night, Danny. Go to sleep now.